This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. German Chancellor Angela Merkel surveyed what she called a surreal ghostly scene in a devastated village on Sunday, pledging a quick financial aid and redoubled political focus on curbing climate change as the death toll from floods in Western Europe climbed above 180. Merkel toured Schuld, a village on a tight curve of a river in Western Germany, where many buildings were damaged or completely destroyed by rapidly rising floodwaters Wednesday night. Although the mayor of Schuld said that no one was killed or injured there, many other places were not so lucky. The death toll in Ahrweiler area, where Schuld is located, stood at 112. Authorities said that people are still missing and they fear the toll may still rise. The leader of the Taliban says his movement is committed to a political settlement to end decades of war in Afghanistan. He made the pledge Sunday, even as the insurgents continued to battle in dozens of districts across the country to gain territory. Taliban leaders are meeting with high-level Afghan government delegation in the Gulf state of Qatar to jumpstart stalled peace talks. The Kabul delegation includes the number two in the Afghan government. Talks resumed over the weekend ahead of the four-day Muslim holiday. A U.S. peace envoy to Afghanistan says he hopes that Qatar talks can produce a holiday ceasefire. Afghanistan said Sunday that it has asked all of its diplomats in Pakistan to return to Kabul until Islamabad addresses all security risks to them and brings to justice those behind last week's brief abduction of the Afghan ambassador's daughter. Islamabad said a high-risk level thorough investigation was launched into the disturbing incident immediately after the Afghan embassy reported to the Pakistan Foreign Ministry that the